A future is a binding contract to buy or sell one underlying product, for instance a foreign currency, at a specified price on a specified future date. As the contract is binding, it makes it riskier than an option. An option is where we only accept the risk of the option fee itself. If it turns out the currency moves in the wrong direction, then we are not obliged to buy the currency at that particular price. However, these type of contracts tend to be cheaper and are generally used to hedge the risk of currency movements in the future. There are two types of future. Forward contracts, which are straightforward exchanges of a specified sum of money in return for the underlying product, which is often a foreign currency, and swap agreements, where interim payments are made. In this session, we're going to look at forward contracts. Such contracts are used where a company knows it must meet a particular obligation in another currency at a future date, and hedges the risk by buying certainty that when they need the foreign currency, it will cost them a set amount of sterling. Let us take a look at an illustration. Here we have an Italian company who is going to pay a UK company €300,000 in 3 months' time. However, the UK company does not know what those euros are going to be worth in 3 months' time, because we don't know what the exchange rate will be at that point. So the UK company enters into a future contract to deliver the €300,000 it will receive from the Italian company in 3 months' time, and will receive a specified price of £190,000. So what the company is doing is buying certainty that the €300,000 that it will receive in 3 months' time from the Italian company will definitely be worth a set amount of sterling, in this case £190,000. Under fair value accounting, the contract will initially be recognised as nil. Fair value changes can arise from changes in the forward rate, the interest rate, the time to expiration, the amount of currency in the contract. These changes will be recognised in the profit and loss account unless the contract is used for hedge accounting.